This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, you can give us a call right now at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. It is Money in Motion, answers to all your retirement questions in one place. Don't forget, a little bit later on in the program, we will have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, a $25 gift card for Texas Roadhouse. We'll explain how that can be won a little bit later on the show. I will give you this little pro tip, though. Listen very closely to the program. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program. And again, our telephone numbers, if you have a question for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Joining us this week, Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus from Klaus Financial. How are you guys doing?
Great. How are you?
Doing great. Malia, welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Great to talk with you. We've got a packed show this week. We're going to start off doing our Did You Know segment, and there's a lot of information in this that not everybody knows. Let's start off with some of these Did You Know facts.
Yes. So the first Did You Know is, did you know that about a 4% per year distribution rate is what we would consider a sustainable distribution rate throughout retirement? So the purpose of this Did You Know segment is to try to give you a little bit of information that you can take back as it pertains to your own retirement planning and start modeling things out for yourself. And so a lot of times Malia and I will meet with people, and unfortunately we sit down with them and their expectations are unrealistic. Maybe they have $100,000 saved up, which is great, but they expect that $100,000 to provide them with $10,000 a year for the next 40 years in retirement. And if anybody knows, $10,000 into $100,000 is 10% per year. That is not a sustainable distribution rate, especially if we're looking at 30 or 40 years. So 4% is where we begin as a firm looking at what we call a quote-unquote sustainable distribution rate. But even then, our comment would be, you can't just kind of slap that with a guarantee and say, perfect, 4%. That's what I have for the rest of my life. If I have $1 million, it's $40,000 a year. It just doesn't work that way. So we apply what's called a dynamic income strategy overlay on that distribution rate that just effectively says it will stick with that income as long as there's no massive deviation. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes the massive deviation may be up or down. So sometimes our clients get an increase in their income, and sometimes it's a slight decrease. But the notion here is you don't want to have a distribution rate that's static off your original dollar amount, and unfortunately you end up running out of money before you run out of life. Not a good situation. Malia, do you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, I would just say, you know, the one thing we know is that life changes sometimes rapidly. You know, in a year, several life changes can occur that you weren't expecting. So although we talk about this fairly mapped out plan of your distribution rate, we certainly understand that perhaps in the first year of your retirement, you might be finishing up things on the house, or you might be doing excess traveling. So it's not that these strategies can't be adjusted. In fact, that's the point. You really do need to have an advisor that's meeting with you regularly to be able to adjust according to your lifespan and the things going on in your life.
Our telephone number, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus join us from Klaus Financial. Don't forget, as always, you can find them online, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can also call their office here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number because, again, we've got the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week coming up a little bit later in the program. As we're talking about it, and CJ, I know you made the comment about things can change. Things do change. And one of the things is sometimes people miss opportunities because of change and they don't necessarily act properly. And that's one of those did you knows as well, right?
That's right. Yes. So this is about missing the top days of the market, or really this is about trying to time the market. So we talk about this on the show constantly. Don't time the market. Don't time the market. Pick a strategy that's diversified and is diversified in a way that meets your risk tolerance and your time frames. And so here's a fun fact for people. Actually, a really interesting study that was done in 2014 by JP Morgan Asset Management. And what they were doing was they looked at If an investor stayed fully invested in the S&P 500, by the way, for those who don't know, S&P 500 is the 500 largest companies in the United States. So if they had stayed invested in that index from 1993 to 2013, they would have had a 9.2% annualized rate of return. However, if they tried to time things and just missed the top 10 days. So think about that. We're talking 1993 to 2013. That is a 10-year time frame, and there's 365 days in every single year. And if they adjust over that 10-year time frame, miss the top 10 days, then their average rate of return would have dropped to 5.4%, from 9.2 all the way down to 5.4, just because of missing those top 10 days. So what we say is, Don't try to time the market, because as soon as you do, if you start missing just a day here or a day there, it can dramatically bring down your average return.
There are ways just to know exactly what's going to happen later today. Like a crystal ball, is that offered anywhere?
Well, yes, but mine has been on back order for the last 40 years we've been in business. But hey, when it comes in...
Yeah, and it highlights, of course, as we talk about these things, the importance of having that financial plan in place. And we started out talking a little bit about the distribution and planning that, and having kind of that big plan. It's not a day-to-day, week-to-week. It's something you monitor month-to-month, year-to-year, but it's really a big plan, big-picture stuff, and you've really got to have that plan in place. Nice thing in working with our friends from Claus Financial is they help you put together that plan. They help you work towards that retirement dream that you have. All you got to do is take that first step, get online, ClausFinancial.com, or give them a call right now. 442-5637. That's 442-5637. If you have any questions for our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial, they would love to answer them for you right now as well. And by the way, if you have a question, I guarantee there are others with that question as well. Our numbers, 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. CJ and Malia join us from Claus Financial. We'll talk a little bit more from the Did You Know? We'll bring up something called the 1035 exchange. I don't know what that is, but the nice thing is I know a couple of people who not only know what that is, they know all about it. We will talk about that next and take your calls as Money in Motion continues with Claus Financial right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Claus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Hanging out with our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial. Don't forget, if you have a question for Malia or CJ, they'd love to answer it for you right now. Our numbers, 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. Of course, Money in Motion, all your retirement questions in one place, answers to all of those, of course, and I'm going to get that right. One of these years, I will get it perfectly right, answered all your retirement questions in one place. Again, the number, 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. Don't forget about the telephone number for Claus Financial's office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637, and online at ClausFinancial.com. We started out, I mentioned before the break, as we're doing our Did You Know segments today, a 1035 exchange. What exactly is the 1035 exchange?
Well, it's not a product, so let's put that out there. People always ask, where can they buy these things? A 1035 exchange is actually a process. It's a process of selling one insurance contract and replacing it with another like-kind product. And by doing that, you realize some tax advantages. So many of us have purchased perhaps life insurance many years ago, and perhaps that was whole life or permanent life insurance that has accrued a lot of cash value. So it may make sense for some people to look at possibly replacing that or getting rid of that cash value, actually realizing that cash value. And one way they can do that without experiencing tax gains is through this process of a 1035 exchange. Another common thing people have perhaps in their financial investments is perhaps an annuity. And oftentimes, we'll see people, other financial advisors who maybe are anxious to sell annuities out there. So we just want to tell people, be careful before you jump into a different annuity. But people will often say, well, I can take care of it for you. I can take your annuity. I can move it into another annuity, and you won't experience any tax consequences, which is true. But you may have just all of a sudden with an annuity contract, which is an insurance product, you may have just elongated the holding up of your money. So you want to be very, very careful. We want people to know this this is out there. A 1035 exchange may work in your circumstances. It is nice because you don't realize taxes that have or the growth on that immediately. So there's great reasons to utilize it. But as always, we tell people beware, 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 because we want to make sure you understand what you're doing before you actually sign on the dotted line.
Well, and I do realize we have a caller here waiting, so I want to get to that. But I just real quickly want to add on to what Malia is saying here. This is almost like, for those who understand it, almost like a rollover from a 401k to an IRA. So anybody who's ever done one of these understands that the purpose of that rollover by going from custodian to custodian is a way to get it in a pre-tax format from one account to another account without having to pay that tax as it moves. Well, a 1035 exchange is similar in that it's not IRA money. It's not qualified money, but it's actually after-tax money that has been growing tax deferred. And this applies to any insurance-based product, so life insurance, cash value, or variable annuity or fixed annuity, where the growth has been tax deferred, but the basis is post-tax. Anybody who's ever done this knows if you cancel that policy, all of the growth becomes experienced immediately upon doing that. Whereas if you 1035 exchange it from one type of insurance-based product to another, then you get to avoid paying that tax on the cash movement. So,
and it's income taxable.
That's right. If you end up pulling money out of that annuity or life insurance policy, the growth is income taxable, not capital gains. So some things to be aware of there.
He is CJ Kloss. She is Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial. If you have a question for CJ and Malia, they would love to answer it for you right now. Our number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. And Jim took the time to call in. Jim, you are on the air with CJ and Malia from Kloss Financial.
Hey, morning. Thanks for taking my call. Questions regarding mutual funds and cash. So I have my IRA, and I'm probably going to withdraw my money here in, you know, 3 or 4 years when I retire. But how much of it should I keep in cash? I mean, I'm not going to be withdrawing it, but I want it kind of safe. Does 10%, does that seem like a lot of cash?
10% of your liquid investments, is that the question?
Yes, uh-huh.
Well, what we typically look at in terms of cash is we like to see people with it depends on your age, but a 6 to 9 month emergency reserve in cash. So that could be in the form of a CD, a money market, a savings account, anything that does not have principal risk associated with it. So if you can have 6 to 9 months of living expenses in cash, that seems to be a reasonable number that can cover most emergencies that might pop up. And the whole notion behind that is you don't want to have all of your money invested in the markets, because anybody who's ever done this realizes that the markets are uncertain year to year. When you stretch out the returns of the market over 10 or 15 years, there's quite a bit of certainty. But when you narrow that time frame down to 1 or 2 years, it's pretty uncertain. So the idea of having this 6 to 9 month reserve is to say that if something popped up, you would have this money that has not had any volatility associated with it available to you for that emergency. So great question.
Fantastic question, Jim. And with Jim dropping off, that frees open a line for you at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial joining us for Money in Motion, brought to you by Kloss Financial. Talking about some of the did-you-know items, and we mentioned, of course, a 1035 exchange. Let's talk a little bit about estate planning and things, some of the concerns that people should have when it comes to estate planning.
Yes, so we've talked about this on the show before, but let's just kind of couch why we're talking about estate planning here. To remind everybody, we are a retirement planning firm. We help people plan and invest for retirement, and we get paid in a fee-based capacity for doing that. So we don't do your taxes, we don't sell insurance, we don't do your estate plans, which would be your will or your trust, but we certainly quarterback and coordinate you connecting with the professionals who would do that. So when it comes to estate planning, if you think of your overall financial plan, my goodness, it doesn't matter if you have the best investment advisor in the world who turns you into a multimillionaire by the time you die. If they haven't also suggested that you get some sort of will or trust to govern those assets, well, gosh, you just went from the best advisor to the worst advisor overnight. And so we think it is critical that whoever you're working with whoever your financial advisor is or your coach or quarterback is at least aware of the importance of estate planning. So with that couching out of the way, estate planning is, as a matter of fact, we just did a seminar on this last night at our office, is the basics of getting a will or a trust along with powers of attorney that allow you to manage assets during life and then distribute those assets to a beneficiary after life.
And we've got a few more points to touch on when it comes to estate planning. We'll do that in just a moment. Don't forget, though, our telephone numbers, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have a question for CJ and Malia from Kloss Financial, again, the numbers, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Joining us now is Chuck. Chuck, you got a question about turning, you're turning 70 or you are 70, about your IRA. You are on the air right now with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss from Kloss Financial. Hello, Chuck. Did we lose? Oh, we lost Chuck. He had an interesting question, though, about required minimum distributions. He says he's 70 now, and he wants to know about taking money out of his IRA. What does he need to do? What's the minimum amount he can take out?
Yeah, required minimum distributions begin at 70 and a half. And it begins at about 3.5% of whatever your pre-tax monies are, and it's a combination of all of them. So if you have five IRAs sitting out there, or let's say an old 401k and three IRAs, one at the bank, one at Merrill Lynch, you know, wherever they all are, if you have all these IRAs sitting out there, the IRS doesn't care how many you have. They just care what the December 31st value of all of those IRAs were in the year before you turned 70 and a half.
Okay.
So they take a quick snapshot of all of those values, apply about a 3.5% distribution rate to that, and they call that your required distribution. Now, where people will get confused, again, if it was $1 million and it was 3.5%, that'd be $35,000 that you have to pull out. Where they get confused is, does that mean I have to send $35,000 to the IRS? And the answer is no. That's just the distribution you have to take out that then becomes income taxable. And of course, the next question is, at what rate? Well, I don't know. It depends on your total income. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So the notion is the required distribution is just pulling out the money. The amount you will pay in tax is based on your total income.
And it all goes back, by the way, that people say, why do I have to take anything out? It goes back to that T word, taxes, right?
The government wants their taxes.
Malia Cuevas, CJ Kloss joining us from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, KlossFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. You pick up the phone, give them a call as well. The number at the Kloss Financial office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, with that first appointment, get to know Kloss Financial. It doesn't cost you a penny. Stop on in. They'd love to talk with you. Again, the telephone number, 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number because coming up the next segment, we will have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll tell you all about that. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and CJ from Kloss Financial, talk a little bit more about estate planning and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone numbers here at the station, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Joining us this week, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, both from Kloss Financial. Of course, Money in Motion, answers to all your retirement questions in one place. Coming up a little bit later in the segment, we will have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a $25 gift card for Texas Roadhouse. We'll explain how you can win that a little bit later. I will give you a tip, though. If you listen closely to the program, you might get a clue as to what the answer to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is. If you've got a question for CJ and Malia, they'd love to answer it for you right now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. We were talking a little bit about the estate planning and some things to think about when it comes to estate planning. And, of course, we saw, you know, with the tragic loss of Prince, the importance of having a plan in place. And we're learning now, here's a guy with millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, may not have even had a will. So we are definitely seeing the importance firsthand in the news about having a plan in place, correct?
Yeah, I think you just read my notes right here. exactly. You know, what's funny is that there are many people who have completed their estate planning years ago, a will or a trust. But what they wrote 20 years ago probably isn't applicable today. The kids are probably grown, perhaps there's falling outs, whatever that might be. So we really do advise our clients to take a look every 5 years to make sure, you know, blow the dust off, make sure it still says what you think it does say. And you bring up a great point. I mean, we would obviously think those people who have many riches have done some proper estate planning and certainly a basic will. So we don't want that to be for our clients because, as we point out, time and time again, if you don't have a will, the state of Wisconsin has a will written for you, and that's probably not exactly what you want to leave behind in the order that they want you to leave it behind. So please do your diligence, and with your advisor, get connected with an attorney that could help you do those documents. The other important document we like to see is the power of attorney for health care. Of course, we don't have anything to do with the health care, but we like our clients to have that in place, as well as power of attorney for property. And that's which governs your financial affairs. And in the case that you actually are not deceased, but rather incapacitated, that document will allow someone to help you on your behalf with your finances.
Well, and to add on to what Malia is saying here, let's go through a couple of kind of finer points of estate planning that people many times miss. So number one, federal estate tax. Let me repeat that. Federal estate tax, also known as the death tax. People have heard this thrown around. Many times they don't know what it means. It is the number at which, if you have more than this number, the government deems you as, quote unquote, a wealthy person, whereby an additional extraordinary tax applies to you. So Prince, unfortunately, this will apply to him. By the way, this tax can be avoided through proper estate planning. And so let me run it for you. The number is $5.5 million, by the way, which most listeners are going, oh, well, that is a wealthy person. And I would agree, $5.5 million, a lot of money, but it does include death benefits from life insurance. So you might have $3 million of investments or net worth, but if you have another $3 million of life insurance, boom, you're over the limit. Okay? So if you have over $5.5 million, the government deems you as wealthy and they apply a tax on every dollar over that limit. Okay, so again, on every dollar over the limit. So let's take somebody like Prince. Let's assume he had a $100 million estate. He's going to have to pay 40% tax on, what is that, about $94.5 million?
Ooh.
So what is that? I don't know. We'll just use a $40 million approximately his estate will have to pay. Now, you go, whoa, wait a minute. How does this occur? Well, he could have avoided it through some proper estate planning, but without it, his estate is all combined together, and the IRS levies this tax. By the way, his beneficiaries have 9 months to pay that tax.
Ew.
And by the way, some people go, well, good, you know, those wealthy people can pay it. It's not going to apply to me anyways. Here would be my only warning to you. The number not too long ago used to be $1 million exemption.
Nope.
It is now 5.4 or 5.45 or 5.5, right around there. But we could easily see this number come back down over time. So continue to monitor Congress relative to this death tax, because, gosh, the penalty for being wrong on this is just extraordinary.
You know, I'm sorry. And I was going to say, as you're mentioning this stuff and to regular folks, we start hearing these numbers. When you start looking at all your assets, you start looking at well, I have things that you may not think about. Maybe you have a little bit of land in northern Wisconsin. Maybe, you know, you start putting together what your actual estate value is. I think are people oftentimes surprised when they start seeing this, saying, I've accumulated quite a bit over the years.
Well, so I'm sure some of our listeners are either farmers or families of farmers, so I'm going to pick on you guys for a moment. And this is out of love. I have a lot of farmer clients, and I love them. But they are the most common group of people that get waylaid by the federal estate tax. And the reason is, if you ask a farmer, are you wealthy, vast majority of them would say no. As a matter of fact, the amount of liquid investments they have many times is very low. And they may not even have that much income. They just have rent off their farm, which supplies their needs, and it might help some kids and grandkids. But if you say, are you wealthy, or if you even look at them from the outside looking in, they would say no.
Well, but, and let me just add in, I think the other thing we start seeing at this point with clients who are in their 60s perhaps is they look at their own estate and they go, well, it's not so big. But suddenly they're inheriting from some of these people we're talking about. And they don't really add that in, that inheritance that they just received a couple years ago, into the whole mix. And that could really, really spike up the amount that your estate is now worth.
Yeah. Yeah. So just be careful with that, farmers. Your land is worth money. And over the last decade or two, that land has appreciated in most circumstances. And so upon your death, the IRS is going to ask your estate to fill out a form that says, what is the appraised value of that 3,000 acres that you own, right? And you may have no cash. But if your land is worth more than $5.5 million, your beneficiaries are going to be selling land to create cash to pay off the IRS. So be careful of that federal estate tax.
These are important questions that, of course, need to be answered. And, of course, Kloss Financial with Money in Motion, all your answers to all your retirement questions in one place. Don't forget about the website, KlossFinancial.com. The telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. I swear to you guys, I will get the answers to all your retirement questions in one place. I will get that right one of these days.
All your answers to all your retirement, all your questions.
But here's the thing. You're pretty much everything to everybody. I mean, I mentioned the telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number because it is now time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Just a moment. I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office at 442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer to this week's quiz question, you will win that $25 gift card to Texas Roadhouse. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. An investor who stays fully invested in the S&P 500 from 1993 to 2013 would have had what percentage of return over that time period? Telephone number to call, 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Texas Roadhouse. Don't forget the telephone number as well. If you've been thinking of talking with the folks at Kloss Financial, they'd love to get to know you. That first appointment doesn't cost you anything. The phone number, 442-5637. The website, KlossFinancial.com. And, of course, Kloss Financial brings you Money in Motion. CJ Malia, you guys have a great week.
Thanks.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.